Today's Love This Way show is brought to you by The Club. The Club is a safe space I curated just for you. There's tips, challenges, downloads, ebooks, journals, coloring books. I mean, just all you need to help you to succeed in your relationship endeavors. The best part? Each tier comes with free coaching sessions with me. So if you've been wanting to book a session with me but couldn't quite afford it yet, join a club and save hundreds. The coaching sessions alone are reason enough to join. With tiers starting at only $37 a month, you don't want to miss this opportunity. Visit ShaliaVinny.com, choose the membership level of your choice, and go to your calendar and book your free session. I can't wait to connect more with you. And make sure you mention Love This Way sent you. Hello and welcome to the Love This Way podcast. We have a new name and new imagery, but this show still exists to help men and women everywhere to be better at love. Never any gender wars, back and forth, or nonsense. Just great tips to help you find and sustain the love of your dreams. Because love is a journey and you need direction. So get ready, because each episode we're going to talk about our real life issues, answer tough questions, and build solid relationships with one another as we heal, learn, and grow. I'm your host, your girl, Shalia Vinny, and on today's show, I want to talk to my stagnated dreamers. Can we talk about it since we're in a new year? Who do you think you are? Serious question. Who do you think you are? Have you been a good steward over your dreams? Have you shown up for yourself? You have these goals and vision boards and things you're about to do, but when is it going to happen? When are you going to do the work? I was up listening to the episode I did on New Year's Eve back in 2021 called Girl Resolve, and it was so inspiring and powerful. If you missed it, do yourself a favor and go and listen to it because it will help you. Now, on that episode, I was discussing the work ethic and your why behind why you want whatever it is that you want. So many of you wrote to me giving me thank yous for the reminder and vowing to get to work. But last year looked like the year before that, and this year looked like the year before that. You know, it just keep repeating itself. So my question to you is, what makes you feel so entitled? Who told you it was okay to squander away your goals like this? Time. Your real problem is time. It's dawned on me that so many of you guys aren't stuck because you don't have time to follow your dreams. The problem is that you think you have too much time because you have foolishly believed the lie that tomorrow is promised. Because you constantly say things like, next year I'm going to do such and such. Next week I plan on doing this or that. Next month I should be better positioned to make A and B happen. Whoa. Who told you that you would see the future? How do you know you can afford to keep waiting? Every day in traffic on any major highway, there's casualties and people who left for work and will never come home again. They too had plans for tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. Just like that, it was cut short and they left the earth with regret and unfinished business. What's worse is the millions of people that they could have potentially helped if they just had honored the calling that they had on their lives. The biggest lie you tell yourself is that you have more time. You don't know that for sure. How differently would you move if you were given an exact day and time of when you would leave this earth? Would you make things happen and tie up loose ends then? You need to act like that now, because the truth is we're all running out of time. You're never going to be as young and as able as you are at this very moment. So what are you going to do about it? I know you have real valid reasons why you're stuck, but how much longer can you go to a job that you hate every day and trade your time for a little dollar? How long are you going to keep waking up with this passion and fire that you keep silencing because you're secretly afraid that you're going to fail and you keep talking yourself out of it? How long are you going to wait for others to cheer you on before you're going to start? You're always taking care of everyone else and making sure that everyone else is good. But when are you going to tend to the fire that's burning inside of your soul? The voice inside of you telling you that there is more. You have never felt content with where you are because you know you were built for more. When are you going to rise up and step into your truth? Because nothing is going to change until you decide that you've had enough. All it takes is one decision. You don't have to have all the answers, the money, or even the entire vision right now. All you need to know is that it's time to start, and God's going to handle the rest. You've been praying and waiting on God, and he's just been waiting on you. I don't know who needs to hear this, but God has you. He did not give you the desire to do something that he didn't give you the capacity to handle. You can do this. You were created to do it. Trust it. You've always known what you were created to do because you have a gift from God. Now honor him by not keeping it to yourself. God never gives us a blessing for just ourselves. Your blessing and gifts are for the benefit of other people. Let's go. Friend, make sure you check out shaliavinny.com. You can join a club there. You can book one-on-one coaching sessions with me. You can buy my books there. Oh, and you can get free advice from me now. Go to shaliavinny.com, click the free advice tab, and go ahead and submit your question. I will be answering those questions on my social medias, so make sure you do that because you don't want to miss out. Love you guys. So we've been talking about the lie that we have more time to accomplish our goals. But let's work out some of these setbacks, shall we? Because you're going to have to conquer fear of failure. Embrace failure as a learning opportunity. You got to understand that failure is a natural part of the journey towards success. Building resilience and learning from mistakes can also be a motivator for you. Stop thinking of it as taking an L and understand that it's a lesson. It's only going to make you better. You've got to boost your self-confidence, develop skills and knowledge in areas related to your dream. Setting and achieving small goals can build confidence over time. Also, you got to start practicing more positive self-talk and affirmations because that's only going to reinforce your self-belief. You know that faith comes by hearing. You've got to manage those financial constraints. I know it's hard with money, but you got to create a realistic budget and a savings plan. Look for any funding opportunities. There's grants, there's scholarships, crowdfunding. Sometimes just starting small and then scaling gradually can also be an effective strategy to build. You've got to balance your responsibilities. You need to learn to prioritize tasks and manage time effectively. It's important to set boundaries and allocate enough time for specific goals and time to work on your dreams and time for family, etc., etc. But even just a few hours a week will add up if you stack it towards your goals. You got to seek some support. Stop being around people that don't see it. You got to surround yourself with supportive and like-minded individuals. I don't care if you got to join communities on networks like Facebook or Instagram or TikTok, whatever. You got to share your aspirations and you got to find some mentors to provide guidance and support and even valuable insights. Maintain a perspective on your progress. You got to set measurable goals and track your progress and celebrate the little small victories. They matter. Do not despise small beginnings. You got to adapt to changing interests and priorities because it's natural for dreams to evolve. You got to regularly reassess your goals to ensure that they align with your current interests and values. Be flexible. It's okay. You got to navigate these obstacles and setbacks. You got to develop problem-solving skills and look for creative solutions to obstacles. Build that support network because they can help to guide you and assist you during challenging times, even when you just don't believe. You got to resist societal or cultural pressures. Stay true to your values and what you believe. Remember that your life is yours to live, and fulfilling your true passion is more important than conforming to expectations of others. And please, for the life of me, avoid burnout and exhaustion. You got to practice self-care and maintain that healthy work-life balance because it's crucial to recognize signs of burnout so that you can take steps to address it. You know, if you got to take a break, take a break. Practice mindfulness. Whatever it takes for us to push this through, we got to push this through, baby. Listen to me. I don't know who needs to hear this, but it's your time. You've been questioning if it's possible and if it's ever even going to happen. You've been beat down and hurt so much that you're starting to wonder if you're ever going to recover. Use it. Use all the pain and setbacks to encourage yourself because struggling and being unfulfilled is no way to live and you deserve better. Start saying no. Everyone pours out of your cup and leaves you empty. No more. This year, we're going to be more focused. We're going to be intentional about living on purpose and for our purpose. We're going to stop being so afraid. We will love better, starting with ourselves. We're going to date. We're going to get married. We're going to have babies if we want to. We're going to focus more on the things that actually matter the most in life. We're going to fall in love. We're going to set boundaries for ourselves and others. We're going to create standards for ourselves that we're not going to deviate from. We're going to take those vacations, make new memories, create new bonds, build new relationships, and leave relationships that have run their course and no longer serve us. We're going to put ourselves out there more. We're going to come out of our shells. We're going to work on our bodies, minds, and spirits. We're going to develop a closer relationship with God, meditate, pray more. We're going to change the way we eat and drink. We're going to get rid of bad habits. We're going to save and invest our money. We're going to build that emergency fund. We're going to make time for those who matter to us. We're going to become owners who lend and do not borrow. We're going to go for it with everything in us. You know, Drake said everybody dies, but not everybody lives. And that's not going to be us anymore. Life is for the living, and we're going to start now. Take this. Believe it in your heart and spirit. Receive it. This is my prayer for and hope for everybody that's under the sound of my voice. Amen. I love you, babies. Happy New Year. Today's show is brought to you by The Club. Please rate the show on your favorite streaming platform and share it with one person who you think needs to hear it, and please ask them to do the same. Remember to never stop showing up for yourself and the love you desire to have. Good, better, best. Don't you ever let it rest. To your good is better and your better is best. Until next time, your friend and relationship strategist, Shalia. Bye.